Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It is a Friday. Oh, a good Friday episode. Well, not, listen, it is a Friday episode that hopefully will be good. This is not being recorded on Good Friday. Man, what a fun first week of the show. When I started this whole thing, I was not quite sure. It's hard to sit in a car and just talk to yourself for 15 to 20 minutes. But the week has kind of blown by. I've been feeling pretty good about this little project. So guess what? More episodes to come, and including this one. Today's point, while I try to go across town in the slightly better Friday traffic. I'm not sure if you have caught this. I feel like I've slowly started to become a more online person as I kind of start to build out the social bits and try to grab stuff for this show and some of the other 70% complete stuff. But recently, probably a day or two ago now, there was an artist who posted on Blue Sky about how they've been working on like their own personal posters and this really cool neon glitch kind of art style. And they've been publishing posters and stuff, never like got huge. And they even mentioned in their Blue Sky post that they've been like struggling as an artist to kind of keep going and, get paid for their work. Well, they posted on Blue Sky yesterday, maybe 2 days ago, that it's just their designs. I think her designs. Her name is Fern. Ooh, forgot the last name. Her name is Fern. She's a Scottish artist. And she posted on Blue Sky that those designs, like from posters from 2017, are just wholesale in Marathon. And like she did her homework and like really just absolutely screenshotted everything, and pulled it out like side by sides and everything. Like it was quite a brutal thing. And then 5 months ago, she had posted about how she had hidden the now famous internet meme Loss in one of her designs, and then someone had found it in the Marathon Alpha. So just like the most didn't even see what they were doing, just absolutely lifted those assets, plopped them in there. Like same, it's ludicrous. Like it's not, hey, this is like when Elliot Page was the like face model for Ellie in Last of Us or like any of that stuff. It's like, no, we just took it. We just fully yoinked that off the internet and put it in our video game. And I have a couple of thoughts about it. And I think the first one is, one, that sucks. Just like wholesale plagiarism of artists who are continuing to struggle to be like sufficient and able to do that work full time and like doing the things that you enjoy, you know? And like it sucks when someone is working on a big game, has like at least a salary, maybe not like livable, but like someone is getting paid full time to do this work that, maybe this artist was aspiring to do. And then just fully to have that taken off the internet, designed by mood board, put it directly into the game assets. And like that artist is never going, well, maybe we'll get to this in a bit, but that artist was never going to see anything from that, unless some big hubbub came up. The original artist was never going to see anything. And that sucks. Like it sucks that, people who are just putting stuff out into the world can be exploited by people who are working for these big companies and are, I think the difficult part about having this conversation about art and video games and plagiarism and everything is that in order to have this conversation, we need to kind of think about the larger the larger context of all of it. And so the first part is what I don't want to do is lean into the notion that the person, the artist who took this art just wholesale is lazy. Because I don't think, I mean, maybe, who knows? I don't think that that's the case though. Because I think what's happening here is kind of what we see in, what I have seen in my past and like corporate work as well, where it's not laziness. It could be, but I don't think it is. I think it's much more a combination of forcing creatives to work on a deadline and to make them, achieve something that is just wholly un like it's not possible really to have this team, like the team at Bungie that has already gone through layoffs and is like switched over to Sony now and is kind of like under these pretty heavy pressures, especially after the final shape did not achieve what it was possibly ever going to be able to achieve. But monetarily, Bungie is under some stress, right? And then they're on under the stress of supporting or at least consulting on the 10 live service games or 12 live service games that Sony was going to launch, RIP. And so maybe this artist, who I think as of the reporting this morning from VGC, that artist is no longer at Bungie, and it was just a miss by the team. Somehow these things, it goes through. That just happens. That's how big teams work. It's hard to trace down everyone's inspirations and then make sure that they're not wholesale plagiarizing. Like that's just how corporate work works. But I want to avoid the narrative that this Bungie artist is just like lazy dev munching on Cheetos and stealing art from the internet, because it doesn't, like, the reasons don't change why they did this. It doesn't change the fact that they did do this, and it doesn't change the fact that it fucking sucks that this has happened. I think the best outcome, which is kind of impossible, like Bungie is never going to hire this artist to come in and do all their UI work and, loading screen elements and just like environmental art. But I mean, maybe we're getting a little bit closer to that. So maybe we'll jump ahead a little bit. Bungie has acknowledged that this happened. They have like seen the post, they put out a statement. VGC has them, the Video Games Chronicle. They have them, Bungie, saying that this person doesn't work there anymore, it was a miss, and that, they are discussing or have had a discussion with the artist to hopefully make things some amount of whole. The artist has also launched some sort of crowd support, which is nice because it turns out the thing that I liked the most about Marathon is the art style. So I was looking around trying to find some posters from this art style. I'll have to look after that after the show here. But so there is like some movement on this, and I think the thing to that's been kind of in the back of my mind is I think that this is not the symptom of a dev who just didn't want to do their work, or a designer who saw something cool and said, well, I'll just steal that. Like, I think it's very rare to have someone who works in a creative capacity to have them be a person who simply gets by on grift and by just stealing things wholesale. Like, I've worked with designers who are basically Pinterest designers who will take line arts and just use that inspiration, quote unquote inspiration, to do their work. But there is some level of creation that comes from that. Like, it can be incredibly derivative, and we can all have opinions on that. But the part where this is just wholesale copy and paste stuff into the game is the part where I think that, we've gone past this is just a person who didn't want to do their job anymore or who was checked out. And I think we're talking more about how do we get here? Like, how did this company, how did the culture of this company, or the speed at which Marathon was coming out, or the pressures that Bungie and probably this artist were under to perform and to put something out? And I think that that's the part that's more interesting to me, is that I don't think this designer was lazy. I think maybe they were inspired by this artwork. And I think that ultimately what has happened is that the inspiration made it into the game, probably because of the breakneck speed that Marathon was coming out. Like the absolute need for this game to hit and to be out there to hit a fiscal quarter, and like maybe that is corporate pressures. I mean, who knows? But you just look at Marathon as a whole, and it's weird that this show has been 3 days in a row about Marathon, a game that I will probably not be playing. But you look at that game, and kind of as I talked about in the Call of Duty innovation chat, like there isn't much to Marathon that is got that Bungie magic on it. Like there's not anything that I've seen so far that is like innovating in the genre of extraction shooter. And now we know that at least in some of the design elements, that's also true. Like there's a lot of stuff in this game that is highly derivative, and it feels like, well, we have the Bungie shooting, let's just put that in a different thing, and like let's put it in a new wrapper and put it out. And I think a lot of this is just a symptom of probably not letting creative people do creative things. And maybe a bad example of this, because again, I'm just a nobody who doesn't have industry contacts. But I think a good parallel to this is the somewhat much reported way that Respawn works. And Respawn, at least based on what I've heard from Jeff Grubb and a couple of other places, they are a prototype heavy team. And that's why you continue to hear stuff about Titanfall 3 not coming out, or another game is canceled internally. And that's just part of the process. You have to make a lot of things. You have to put out a lot of work in order to find the thing that works. Like you rely on the team's talent and you rely on the team's taste to make something good, but ultimately you need to get through the repetition in order to put out something that is like good and substantial and is fun. And you look at where Marathon is, and I think that there just wasn't time to do that. I think that this is ultimately some part of the live service push from Sony. I mean, Jade Raymond, the studio head of, ooh, this is the problem of doing the show without notes. The studio head of the studio putting out Fair Games just recently left, and that game was pushed out a year. Another live service extraction looter shooter kind of thing, multiplayer online service game. And I think you're just seeing the pressures of needing to succeed and needing to absolutely crush it out of the park, and not be that game that people default, or being the game people default to, not being something like FBC Firebreak, where it's just another game that you play. And I think that's where we come from on this. Like I truly believe that that's what has happened to Marathon, that it is just, we need to get this out there. We need to succeed. We need to kind of like put stuff out into the world and we'll fix it later. And I think we're starting to see that that is not hitting with fans, and that is not hitting with people who are starting to play these games. Like we are full saturation on some of this stuff, and it's just not going to work anymore. So, where do we go from here? Like, I think we end up having to give people time to do things, right? You see that this is why it's the indie space is like so much more, not successful in this way, but it's much more innovative. Like you see a lot of indies doing things that you would never see normally. And I think that that's the core to it. I think it really is coming back to, we need to give people time to do big creative work that hits different. And then hopefully, it works the same way with art styles and all of that stuff. So, I don't know. It's a bummer. I hope that that artist ends up getting paid for their work. But, if this is the mainstream version of this, I wonder how often this is actually happening in such a wholesale kind of way. But hey, that's sorry. Sorry to go out on a Friday bummer, but go support this artist. See, she does cool work, and like I said, the thing that popped the most for me on Marathon was how it looked, and turns out you can just directly support the person who made that. Not the best reason to do it, but hey, support independent art. Get out there. Go do something nice. Thanks for hanging out. I am at the train station. It is time to wrap this bad boy up. So we'll talk to you next time. See you on Monday, I guess. Peace.